Sun Tzu wrote that all warfare is based on deception. Every team in every sport utilizes this concept in some fashion. It's a flexible idea, deception. Some teams utilize it by running gadget plays with lots of moving parts, but others, like the Melcher Dallas football team, understand that two simple plays that complement each other perfectly, ran at the right times, can keep an opponent constantly off balance. Right 34 ISO and play action pass right. They aren't complex, but if a defense sells out to stop one, they leave the other wide open. Head coach Bart Elliott explains the mind game behind this combination.
Once we get that play established, whether we're going right 34 ISO or left 33 ISO, we're trying to get those linebackers sucked up and the defensive backs sucked up.
The game plan starts with repetition of a bread and butter run play.
Our fullback is isolating on the strong side linebacker. Our play side tight end is going to kick out the defensive end. And then the guard is going to help with the nose if he's in the play side gap, or he's going to go take a good angle and get a piece of the middle linebacker. Then the fullback's going through and getting the strong side linebacker. Quarterback's just reversing out and handing off to the tailback, and away we go.
Then, when the defense has no choice but to respect the run, Melcher Dallas lets their big-bodied receivers and accurate quarterback have some fun down the field.
We're going to have our tight end. He's going to block for just a quick count. He's going to show his hands to the defensive end. Then he's going to run a flag route to the corner. And then the fullback's going to come through, act like he's blocking. He's just going to run a little flat route. So the quarterback just fakes it, reverses out and fakes it, and then he takes a couple steps back. And he's looking for both receivers on the right side with the tight end, basically going deep to the corner, and the fullback's going right underneath him to the flat.
It's a combination used by most balanced offenses at every level of football, including both Iowa and Iowa State universities. And Elliott knows very well that while the mind game in this scheme is simple, deciding when to pull the trigger takes some thought.
I don't necessarily wait for the second half or anything like that. If it's a time where we need it, and especially with that faking that ISO play, a lot of times I like to run it on first down when people are expecting you to run the ball. So I want to set up that ISO play, make them think we're running it again after it's worked, you know, two or three or four times for good yardage, make them think we're doing that again, and then try to throw it over the top of them.
And coach has been very clear with his quarterback that if at all possible, taking a shot downfield is a priority here.
So I tell him to look deep and then short, obviously try to make, if we can make a big play happen, we'll go ahead and do it, but look deep then short to see if Blaze or Ethan Harrington's open coming out of the tight end spot, and if it's not there, you can dump it off to our fullback, which is usually Dalton Level.
The real target of this game of chess is the opposing free safety, who the Melcher Dallas offense hopes will have his eyes in the backfield looking to stop the run.
So, and we've had pretty good success with whoever's covering the tight end, whether it's the free safety or whatever defensive back's covering him. He's been wanting to come up and help on that ISO play, come up and help on the tailback. So if we just get him to come up a little bit and he takes his eyes off the tight end, he's been wide open.
The game plan is simple and intuitive. It's to the point and deadly. It takes timing and grit and commitment. There's no prize at the end of the year for the team that executed the play with the most squiggles, zigs, and zags. But there are two numbers separated by a dash to tell you how you did. And as Chuck Knoll once said, if you want to win, do the ordinary things better than anyone else does them, day in and day out. And these two plays are cornerstones of what Coach Elliott hopes to build in Melcher for years to come. I've been Tyson Strayer for Football Friday Nights.